This is Golf with Jay Delsing. A two-time college All-American at UCLA. A participant in nearly 700 PGA Tour events. 7 professional wins to his credit. Over 30 years of professional golf experience. A member of the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hey, good morning. Golf with Jay Delsing here, and I got my friend Pearlie. Pearlie, why don't, instead of me going through all of the hoops and talking about you, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody a little bit of something about yourself?
Old, gray, enjoying being a grandfather. I got to tell you a quick story about grandkids. Just been a great time hanging out with them with their soccer and fishing. And that's the highlights of my life. And I don't know that it can get any better than that. It's only downhill for me from here, Jay.
Well, first of all, you're a great fisherman, but you're a grandpa. You're an author. You're a business owner. I know you've got your consulting business right now, and you're doing well with that. But I appreciate you being on the show. Folks, we formatted the show like a round of golf. The first segment is called the On the Range segment. It's brought to you by our friends at TaylorMade Golf. Send me an email, jay@jaydelsinggolf.com. Get entered for a free dozen TP5 golf balls. We forgot to mention, Pearl, last week. I'm going to do it right now. Colin Luft won the golf balls last week, and this week it looks like Joey Patterson is our winner.
That's such a great program on your show, though. I'm so glad you're doing that. People have really enjoyed it. Great product, and I think that adds a lot to what we got going on here.
What else is impressive is Bob and Kathy Donahue at Donahue Painting and Refinishing, 314-805-2132. They can help you with the inside or the outside of your house. They're professional. They're great people. You'll love them. 314-805-2132. All right, Pearl, we've got Nick Ragone. He is the Chief Marketing and Communications Officer at Ascension. Can't say enough about Ascension. Earlier, oh gosh, probably now a week or so ago, they just signed Justin Leonard to our team as a new ambassador for the brand and the tournament. I can't wait to talk to Nick because I know he's going to have some other cool things to talk about that only got to benefit golf, the North County area, and the tournament that we all love.
Jay, what do you see changing from this time a year ago when it was their first time around to this new effort? What are you seeing different? How are they handling things, and are you guys handling things different to even shine it up more, or now that you've got the 1 year under your belt? What's changing kind of behind the scenes that people might appreciate?
You know how it is when you're still trying to kick off that inaugural event. There's still a lot of question marks in your head. How is it going to be received? What's the product going to look like? Well, last year just put everybody at ease because the product was fantastic. It was really, really super well received. And now it's going to be, now we've got a nice foundation. Let's build on it. So, you know, you get Jack Nicklaus there, you get Tom Watson there. This year, I know they're going to have Lee Trevino, Nancy Lopez, and some other great champions. More of the community will be involved this year over last. And it's really impressive.
I love that Nancy Lopez is getting involved. Do you ever play around her, Jay, or get the chance to play with her or spend any time around her?
I did. Just delightful. Yes, I did. I got to play 9 holes with her. Well, let's do the tip of the cap. The tip of the cap is brought to you by my friends, Colin Burnt and the Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood. 314-966-0303 is Colin's number. If you need to get in touch with him personally, reach out to me, jay@jaydelsinggolf.com. I will make the intro myself. Here's our tip of the cap. We're going techie. And, you know, Pearl, you and I are about as techie as we're not tech. That's all there is to it.
Are you saying ticky-tacky? What are you talking about?
We're not techie. We're not that either. We're going to the tech side of the world. We are saluting. We're tipping our cap to those engineers, those scientists, all of those people that are continuing to improve. They continue to innovate, and they continue to break through barriers to try to help make golf better, more fun, better equipment, and they are doing it, Pearl. They really are doing it. One of the things that we can say about us, we lived through this incredible tech revolution, John, from the way we grew up to where it is now. It's gone light years, light years. It's amazing.
I'm not sure if I lived through it or lived during it. Yes. I think that would be more accurate for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's the tip of the cap, folks. Keep doing that. We appreciate you. And we appreciate Colin Burnt and his team over at the Dean Team Volkswagen of Kirkwood, 314-966-0303. Thank you so much, Colin. Pearl, that's going to wrap up the On the Range segment. But don't go anywhere, folks. We will be back for the front nine. This is Golf with Jay Delson.
On the Range with Jay Delsing is brought to you by TaylorMade. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. The front nine is coming up.
Folks, do you need a new car, truck, or SUV? Then the Dean Team of Kirkwood is the place for you to go. 314-966-0303 and go see Colin Byrne. He just got me into a new SUV and I love it. Boy, did they make the experience painless and super, super easy. Most dealers don't have any cars in their lots, but at Dean Team of Kirkwood, Colin has an entire parking lot full of new and used cars. You don't want a VW? That's no problem. They have Audis, BMWs, Mercedes, anything you want. Colin and the Dean Team of Kirkwood will go get it if they don't have it. Call them at 314-966-0303 or go to DeanTeamVWKirkwood.com. The Dean Team, for all your car buying needs. Powers Insurance is a family-owned agency right here in St. Louis that specializes in providing personalized coverage for the client who has a lot going on. At Powers, they understand that you and your life do not fit in a simple box. So guess what? Neither should your insurance coverage. Go to powersinsurance.com or call 314-725-1414 and ask for Tim Davis. That's powersinsurance.com.
You're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing. For golf tips, news on the latest equipment, and everything golf, log on to golfwithjaydelsing.com. The front nine is coming up.
I want to tell you about my friends and longtime supporters of this show, Mark Cohn. Yes, they are incredible community stewards. Yes, they are the largest distributors of GE appliance parts in North America. What you don't know, they are spearheading, led by owner and St. Louis and Jim Sowers, a new service dog program with and in conjunction with David Faraday and the 24/7 Battle Buddy program. Jim and Marcone are ensuring that a minimum of two service dogs a year will get partnered with a veteran hero in need. These dogs are expertly trained, connected with their veteran master, and then magic starts to happen. These dogs are retrained to meet the specific needs of their warrior and to help them successfully navigate everyday life. You can learn more on Facebook at Troops First 24/7 Battle Buddies or reach out to me at jay@jaydelsinggolf.com and I will fill you in on more of this program.
This is Golf with Jay Delsing. The front nine is presented by the Ascension Charity Classic, September 5th through the 11th at Norwood Hills Country Club. For tickets, ascensioncharityclassic.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. I got Pearlie with me. We are headed to the front nine. It's brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic, September 5th through 11th, Norwood Hills, North County, St. Louis. Gotta come see the best players in the world. The over 50 crowd, and don't forget about the Advocate PGA Tour event that's at Glen Echo that week. North County will be where it's at. All right, folks, we are going to my interview with Nick Ragone. He is the Chief Marketing and Communications Officer with Ascension and the pioneer of the Ascension Charity Classic.
Let's talk a little bit about your love of the game. I want to shed some light on some of the things that you guys do, your beautiful wife, Tia, and the community things. But let's start. You genuinely love the game. How did you get involved in the game? Take us back, you know, to growing up in New York.
Sure. You know, I am a transplant to St. Louis. Been here now 8 years exactly. And so I consider this home, and my wife and kids, we consider this home. But, you know, prior to taking this job, I've been a lifelong East Coaster, and I grew up in Yonkers, New York, Westchester County, and played high school golf. And, you know, to me, Jay, some of the best courses on the planet are in Westchester. You got Wingfoot, Sleepy Hollow, Quaker Ridge, Old Oak, Century, Metropolis, and then you got Shinnecock on the Island and Baltusrol. And being in that environment, playing high school golf and being able to play some of those courses in high school, We had the Westchester Classic, which I know you've played in, the Manufacturer's Hanover Westchester Classic. And every year I got to be a standard bearer in that, which was a treat for a kid who plays golf, 10, 11, 12 years old, to be, you know, inside the ropes. And, you know, I remember had Watson one year, had Freddie, had Mark O'Meara. Jack played in 86, had the privilege of seeing Jack up close, Greg Norman, Seve, who won it a couple times. And seeing the game inside the ropes and being up close to it and seeing the community impact, you know, the Manufacturers Hanover was a great tournament at historic Westchester Country Club. And seeing the business model up close, even though I was only a teenager then, seeing how the PGA Tour put on an event and the impact it would make every year on hundreds of charities. And that's kind of what always stuck with me, is that, you know, we all grew up going to, especially New York, professional sports games. I was a Mets fan, now I'm a Cards fan, for the record. You know, going to Ranger games and Knicks games. And professional sports are great, but the leagues are set up differently. PGA Tour is the most compelling league on the planet, sports league, because their business model is literally transforming communities. I always think of the golf as secondary, and I certainly think that now. And so growing up in that and having an appreciation for the way the tour 1 week a year changes a community for the other 51 weeks, and then seeing great golf up close, it's now been a, you know, for any of us that have been touched by the PGA Tour earlier in our lives, it stays with you forever.
Nick, I try to tell people, you could go to Westchester County, you could get a group of buddies and go up for 3 weeks, three solid weeks, 21 days, play a different golf course every day and go, I don't know, man, I think that was better than the one I play. I mean, you talk about Century Old, there's also Canoe Brook, there's the Westchester, the East and West course there. I mean, and besides that, it's absolutely stunning. I mean, it's beautiful.
They're old historic courses, some of the oldest in the country. A lot of them were designed before you could move earth, and so they're cut out of the land. And you got, you know, some of the great architects from Tillinghast made his impact there. All the great architects go through Westchester County. And Westchester Country Club, by the way, is one. It could easily have held an Open every year. You know, this, the 8-under would win, 9-under, 10-under. But to my thinking, the best concentration of great historic courses are in that area. Obviously, I grew up in that area. And I just think there's something special when golf impacts a community. And we're seeing it here now in North County, too, the way what we're trying to do with the Charity Classic. But I always, people say, oh, Florida has the best courses. Florida has the most courses.
They don't have the best courses.
In my mind, you know, go through the tri-state area. And even, you know, you mentioned Canoe Brook. There's so many great courses in northern Jersey. And then Shinnecock and National right across the street from it. It's really – and then you got Liberty National now, which Tana and I lived off the 14th hole at Liberty National for about 6 years before we moved out here. So I know that area well, and it's just it's pretty amazing.
So, Nick, take us to a little bit of the life before St. Louis. So, because one of the things that I want the listeners to know about is that folks like you, we probably grew up so similarly in love and sports, and then you become this business person, and you're mixing the business that you know so well with a game that you love, and it's helping others. I mean, how did that kind of transform? I mean, I know you said the PGA Tour, but this is game-changing stuff for our North County area.
Yeah, it really is. I took this job as chief marketing officer 8 years ago at Ascension and didn't really know much about St. Louis. You know, Tiana and I were happily living on the East Coast our entire lives, and it's a Catholic healthcare system. I came out here and visited, and Sister Maureen McGuire, who's ironically, she's going to win the Catholic Health Assembly Lifetime Achievement Award in a couple of weeks. I met with the team and I interviewed with her right before I was supposed to go to the airport, and it was supposed to be 5 minutes, and it turned into 45 minutes. And by the end of it, I knew that, you know, I was called to be a part of Ascension and be in the St. Louis community. And it was really one of those epiphany moments. And moving out here with, you know, at the time our kids were, I think, in third and fifth grade, they were young, and they fell in love with the zoo and Grant's Farm and the City Museum and all the things that we have to offer here. And I've become a brand ambassador, TN2, for St. Louis, because we're lifelong East Coasters. And now this is home. We've settled deep roots here. I think I serve on 9 boards. TN serves on Mary Grove's board. and we're never leaving. Our kids love it here. We love it here. There's something really special, not just about the Midwest, but in particular St. Louis. I've never seen a community take such pride in being part of a community. And I will tell you, just learning through the Charity Classic, there's two immutable facts about St. Louis. One is we punch over our weight when it comes to being the best sports fans in the world, and we punch over our weight when it comes to charitable giving. I think per capita, there's no more charitable community than St. Louis in the country. And I don't think there's a more engaged sports community. You know, I was watching ESPN the other night when they mic'd up Harrison Bader, and he said it, and he's a New Yorker too, and he said this is the best sports town in the country. And I think those two things, at least for the Charity Classic and our vision, came together in a way to help North St. Louis County in particular. And it was kind of a perfect storm of great things, of charitable giving, of sports enthusiasm, and of giving back to a community that needs it. And I think that's what makes it so special.
Oh, my gosh. So, Nick, take us through the process of how the Charity Classic came about. Because I know that you guys, first of all, how about Ascension? They're headquartered here and are just a pillar of the community in giving and the charitable amounts of money that you guys deliver to folks that can't afford treatments and things like that. It's in the billions of dollars every year, and people don't even know it. And now, through the Charity Classic and through your work and the work of Steve Spratt and the rest of your team, people are starting to take notice.
Yeah, it's interesting. When I started 8 years ago and I'd tell people in town I work for Ascension, they would always say, is that BJC or SSM or Mercy? And I would say, no, we're second largest system in the world, really, the largest Catholic system. We're headquartered here. We have about 1,500 associates, but we don't have any hospitals here. And, you know, I'd get that kind of quizzical look like, okay, why are you headquartered here if you don't have hospitals here? So I started 8 years ago rebranding our whole system. We were kind of a confederation of hospital systems across the country that carried different names like St. Vincent, St. Thomas, and Seton. And so we started the process of calling them Ascension Seton, Ascension St. Thomas. And it was a long process. It's been hugely successful, the largest ever rebranding in the healthcare space. And I'm really proud of the way it's gone. And it's kind of elevated our brand to a national level. And as we started finishing that work, you know, I said to my team, we need to now find signature brand moments that help for a national audience really express the Ascension brand. And then I started thinking about, you know, kind of putting some type of live event in North County to show the rest of the country how special we are, and doing it with a partner that gives back, and doing it in a way that really expresses the Ascension brand nationally. And, Steve Spratt and I, my colleague, had an epiphany after the PGA at Belle Reve. It was so successful that, you know, we know the PGA Tour. We work with them in other markets of ours through Korn Ferry and some of their events. Their model is all about giving back and transforming communities. We don't have any care sites, as you mentioned, in St. Louis, but our mission, capital M, literally says to serve underserved communities. So while we don't have care sites here, we can invest in the community. And it was one of those light bulb moments where it was like, let's create a long-term special event in North St. Louis County that grows and grows and grows and gives back all the proceeds to charities in North St. Louis County that focus on at-risk youth, in this case, the Mary Grove, the Boys and Girls Club, and Urban League. And it's when one of those ideas, Jay, rarely in life do you have something that's sort of in your head and it plays out even better than the way you imagined it, but that's the way the Charity Classic has evolved.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun to be a small part of it. When I think about the pandemic, Nick, and I think about having the meetings and how excited I personally was, because it was almost like there's no way you could check more personal boxes for me than what you have done here with North County, with Norwood, with St. Louis, and golf. But the very first year, something extraordinary happened. I've said this before on the show. We're going to say it again. The pandemic happened. We sat in meetings. I remember being disappointed with you. We could not get the thing off the ground in 2020. But what does Ascension do? You guys give $75,000 to each one of our charitable associates, our charitable organizations, without even hitting a shot. Never happened in the history of the PGA Tour.
Yeah, you know, it was disappointing that we couldn't play in 2020, but it was the right call. You know, this is pre-vaccine, and we just felt like it was the right call. But we stayed true to our commitment. I'll tell you, you're right. We gave $225,000 back to the Urban League, Boys and Girls Club in Mary Grove. And that wouldn't be possible but for Emerson and Worldwide. I will say this area is so blessed to have some of the most engaged corporate citizens in the world, really. I mean, you look at Worldwide, you look at Emerson, you look at Amarin and Centene and all Edward Jones, all the amazing companies that are headquartered here that you know, giving back is in their DNA. And so during the height of COVID, Emerson came on as our presenting sponsor, which is a huge commitment, as you know, to have it, the Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson. It sort of, you know, indicated to the community this was real, this was long-term, this was serious, we want all of you involved, and then immediately Worldwide coming on board. And so having those two anchor tenants as partners with us allowed us to give back money before a shot was hit in the history of the tournament. I know you check with the tour, that's never been done before. So I'm really proud that one of the things we've done is give back before the tournament even started. And it also, I think it gave us momentum going into last year when we actually got to play, having Emerson and Worldwide on board and then being able to reach out more of the corporate partners. And the community seeing that we were serious about our commitment of giving back, even without playing a tournament, giving back to those charities, I think it gave us momentum into last year. And, you know, the story I always use is the first two years of selling this, as you know, you were part of the core team from the beginning. It was like pushing a boulder uphill, really trying to explain the vision of we're putting professional golf in North St. Louis County at Norwood. We're creating an annual event. We expect the best players in the world to come out, the corporate citizens to come out and create something special. You got a lot of like kind of knowing nods, but you know, are you really able to do this? And then after the event, it's like pushing that same boulder, but downhill. Everybody sees it and the momentum, and now they want to be a part of it. And we're thrilled by that. And I think it's all about St. Louis coming and rallying behind great things for St. Louis.
Nick, I mean, so as we've recapped the first year, you think about you guys had the great Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson play with Ozzie Smith and Craig Berube. I mean, I don't know if you could have picked four more popular people to play. And just in my personal view, I don't know how we could have done better the first year. I could have played a hell of a lot better, but we're not going to talk about that. The fact that David Toms won the championship, the fact that so many people turned out, you had to be so proud. I personally was so proud of what we did in year one.
You know, it was amazing. The week was a blur. We couldn't have done anything better. I mean, even the weather cooperated. The parking was amazing. Just getting in and out. I heard from so many people. It was so convenient. The record attendance for an inaugural event. I mean, it was packed. It felt like you've played in 600 plus PGA Tour events. You know what it's like to be in a PGA Tour event. To a person, they all said this felt more like a PGA Tour event. In fact, David Toms said that through his tears on the Golf Channel doing his interview, overwhelmed with emotion, said this felt like a PGA Tour event. So there's literally the only thing we could continue to prove on is just making it bigger and better. But the week to me was pretty much a blur. I was doing a lot of things. The only thing I remember, and I've told you and others this story, was you hitting that first shot. I made a point of coming out. It was early on Friday. I think it was the 8 a.m. or right around then. We did a ceremonial first tee shot with a couple of our partners from the Boys and Girls Club, a couple of kids. And I stayed around, and I couldn't make eye contact with you because I didn't want to freak you out. And
I was already freaked out.
I could tell that you were, and you know, you were paired with two of your college buddies, Pater and Corey Pavin, which was special. And, you know, the tour is an amazing partner, and we may have whispered to the tour, we'd love it if you hit the first shot, and they complied with that, and they're great partners, and they paired you with two of your friends. And it was a special moment, the first shot in the history tournament hit by you, and you, I was so nervous, and I couldn't look you in the eye, but you piped it. I mean, it was flush down the middle, and I thought, this is going to be a good week. That's literally the only thing I remember from the week.
I'm like, it's a good one. You know, Nick, I've been nervous on the golf course before, but never to that level. I literally had my eyes welling and getting to play in front of my family and my daughters, and oh my gosh, it was just fantastic. But let's move on to year two. I know how special year two is going to be with this Advocate PGA, Doherty Business Solutions, great corporate citizen. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so year one, you said it right, though. It played out better in reality than it did in my dreams, and that's saying a lot. And year two, so after the event, you know, we sort of celebrated that evening. I said to the team, let's take a couple weeks off and then let's come back at it. 10 a.m. the next morning, I'm texting Steve Spratt and Tim Heitman and Alonzo Bird and with 20 ideas. So I gave 2 hours off. and I said, let's think about year two, but we have to lean into it in a way that it's not just we got more fans in year two. We gave back more. We had more hospitality tents. Like, that'll happen, and it's already happened. We've exceeded our numbers from last year already, and we're 4 months out. So that's happened. I said, but that's not enough. There needs to be, we need to lean into, you know, the piece that really caught the imagination of the Golf Channel, which gave us 8 hours of live coverage. It was a love note to St. Louis for 8 hours. And many of the corporate partners was the idea that we were putting this tournament with intentionality in North St. Louis County to help make golf more diverse and inclusive and to help our community. And so we started thinking about how can we lean into that? Because it's one thing to say you want golf to be more diverse and inclusive. But the reality is right now on the PGA Tour, I think there's three African-American golfers with status. Cameron Champ, Harold Varner, and I think Tiger are the only three. In the 70s, when, you know, a little bit before your time, and even into the 80s, there were more African-American golfers on tour because there was way more caddy programs, and there was just there was actually more developmental opportunities through that. And something happened along the way. Even with Tiger winning the Masters in 97, it hasn't really improved anything at the professional elite level. And so I think the APGA has been around for about 10 years, struggling to really gain traction. And in the last 18 months, they've gotten Farmers and some other big partners are coming on board. And so we looked at that and said, you know what? We can't just say we want to improve the game and make it more diverse and inclusive. We have to invest in it. And we quickly realized, let's put an event at Glen Echo, the APGA Advocates Professional Golf Association, and make it a marquee event for those players. It's really a developmental tour at this point. So that week under the Charity Classic umbrella, we're celebrating the Charity Classic and the now Ascension APGA Classic presented by Doherty. And Ron Doherty is a great partner, and they're really investing in a program called Access Point North County to give more opportunity to the community. And we had a press conference, which you were at in February, announcing the Ascension APGA Classic. And I'll never forget, we had Ken Bentley, who's the commissioner of the tour, out there, and we had a packed room on a rainy, snowy Friday, 150 people, all the media. And I think it was Ben Fredrickson of the Post was interviewing Ken, and I overheard him. He said, so you must do a lot of these press conferences when you announce tournaments. And he goes, in 13 years, we've never done one. And I was thinking to myself, welcome to St. Louis, Ken. You don't know what you're in for, because it was a packed, I mean, it was bigger than our announcement on October 8th of 2020 when we announced, or 2019 when we announced the tournament which you were at. So that shows you how much energy we've created. And I really think that this event, the APGA event, paired with the Charity Classic, is going to help. My goal is in a couple of years for the APGA to be a truly developmental tour. And I will break some exciting news, but you know, we Worldwide is a partner of ours. They also obviously have a PGA Tour event at Mayakoba, which is one of the great events. And I announced the other day with Jim Cavanaugh, the CEO of Worldwide, that our winner at our APGA event Classic, which will be held at Glen Echo the week of the Charity Classic, will get a sponsor's exemption into their tournament, into the PGA Tour Worldwide, which is getting starts on the PGA Tour is a game changer for somebody who's aspiring to be on the tour. And Worldwide is a leader when it comes to sports and diversity. If you look at what they're doing, they're sponsoring Harold Varner now, what you look at NASCAR and some of the other things. And for them to step up and do that, it made what was already going to be a great event now a truly special event, because that winner is going to get a chance to tee it up against the best in the world. And you know this, lightning, you catch lightning in a bottle, that's a life-changing moment for somebody. And so we're just beyond thrilled that Worldwide is going to partner with us in this way. And we want this to be, you know, the way the Charity Classic has quickly become an elite event on the Champions Tour, we want the APGA Classic to be the same.
Nick, it speaks so much about, not that Worldwide wouldn't have come up with some of this stuff on their own, but every once, you know, someone needs to be the first guy down the path. You know what I mean? And the fact that you guys were the first guy down the path, and then Emerson comes along, as you said, right in the middle of a pandemic, and then right behind him, Jim Cavanaugh, Worldwide, and now they do this. I mean, these doors need to be open. They need, they have been open, as you said, more so than they are now, but they need to get open. We need everybody involved.
That's the way the game of golf grows, you know. People just assumed following Tiger's win in 97 that the game would explode and become more diverse and inclusive, but that hasn't really been the case, because there's still a lot of barriers to entry. And you know, one of the things that the Charity Classic is doing is investing in the redevelopment of Normandy. And, you know, all credit to Tom O'Toole and Beyond Housing and their leadership team for taking that land and saying, we got to keep this as a golf course. We got to keep it in the community. And most importantly, got to keep it affordable, right? It, you know, golf is an expensive sport. It has a lot of barriers to entry. And having access to great public courses like Normandy, historic courses where it stays in the community and it stays affordable, where you can go and play 18 holes for a reasonable price, is really, really critical. And if you think about now North County, we have Normandy, which is, you know, Jack Nicklaus is redesigning it. So that it's going to be an elite course. Norwood, which has held majors. Ben Hogan won there in 48 at the PGA. It had a PGA Tour event in the 70s. And Glen Echo, which held the Olympics. You have three historic courses within a couple miles of each other. And now you have an elite PGA Tour Champions event, an elite APGA event. And we're hoping at Normandy we have our qualifying rounds for the Charity Classic, the Monday qualifier. You know a lot about qualifiers. And,
yeah,
and
unfortunately.
And we hold our APGA event there in a couple years as well. And so just think about how in a couple of short years, the narrative around North County, through sports, through golf, which isn't known as the most accessible sport, has really taken hold and changed. And I think now it's a model for the country. If you look at what Eastlake is doing with urban revitalization and the tour, I think we're doing that too, but I think we're taking it to the next level by really focusing on two events and now investing in Normandy. And I think the community appreciates it.
Oh, and one thing that you said, Nick, that's critical is that golf course needs to be handy. It needs to be community bound. It needs to be in walking distance, because whether or not, first of all, getting these boys and girls, young kids, the opportunity is one thing. Making it accessible where they can throw a set of clubs on their back and ride their bike like I did when I was a kid, that's a really big deal.
It is. And, you know, there's not enough opportunity to be able to do that at an affordable, in a really cost-effective way. And I think a lot of good, well-intentioned organizations now are focused and leaning in on that. Like I said, I think, and having Jack Nicklaus's name attached to it makes it special. You know, Jack, you mentioned earlier, Jack was kicked off our inaugural event, and having Jack and Tom Watson, but the greatest of all time, he came to our Legends launch last summer, and then he played, and he doesn't play much anymore. You know, he didn't play in the par three tournament at the Masters this year. St. Louisans saw maybe one of the last public competitive rounds for Jack. And it was special. You know, I was following that group. I know you were busy playing, but I was following Jack and Tom and Ozzy and Berube. We had, conservatively speaking, 8,000 people following that group, which, you know, that's amazing to think that many people came out. And they, you know, obviously they love Berube and Ozzy, but to be able to see one of the last, you know, public competitive rounds by Jack. And by the way, this year we're working on our Legends piece. And I could tell you, we have Lee Trevino and Nancy Lopez lined up, who are two of the greatest ambassadors in the history of golf. And you know Lee Trevino personally. He is one of the great ambassadors and entertainers. And so he's going to be a lot of fun. And Nancy, to me, you know, I grew up when she was becoming a dominant player. And she was the face of golf along with Watson and Seve. I always thought of her in that pantheon of, you know, not just great women's player on the LPGA Tour, but one of the great brand ambassadors in the history of the game. I don't know that, you know, anybody has represented our sport better in the last 50 years than Nancy. And I'll tell you something really cool. When we reached out to both of them about joining us in year two, A, they knew what we were doing and were thrilled. And B, they both mentioned, you know, I want to be engaged on your APGA tournament. And I thought that was really cool for them to say, we see they're following us and we see what you're doing and we want to lean into that piece too. And then, you know, one of our legends will be Hale Irwin. And then we have Ozzy and Berube coming back. So last year we had 2-on-2. This year it's going to be 3-on-3. And then we have one legend, TBD. I can't say who it is yet, but we're pretty close to securing a big-time athlete outside of golf, which I think will be very cool. And so we're just really, really blessed that that among the buzz, I know you hear this from your friends on tour getting texts and email. Even this year, you know, the commitment's already for the field. Justin Leonard is already committed. He's going to be one of our brand ambassadors. Our rookie class, David Duvall, will be out there. And so we're just excited that all this momentum is going to lead to something special again in year two.
This is Golf with Jay Delsing, and I'm visiting with Nick Ragone, who's the Chief Marketing and Communications Officer at Ascension. Nick, as we wrap this up, talk a little bit about, you kind of mentioned just off the cuff about what you and TN are doing for the community, but when the Ragones get their teeth into something, they go deep, and you guys are, your fingerprints are all across this city, and from starting a chess program to the first tee. You said TN, I think, was with Marygrove, on the board of Marygrove, and the list goes on and on. Talk a little bit about how important, because all this stuff is great, but I mean, it's community means so much to you guys.
It really does. And what makes St. Louis special is when we moved out here 8 years ago, we were both, you know, Tien is, she's from Malaysia, but she's been in New York her whole life, really since 20. I'm a New Yorker. When we said we're moving out here, people said it's a great town, but it's a little bit insular and you have to really sort of crack the code to become part of the fabric of the community. And I think what they meant by that is you have to give yourself to the community and it'll give back. And we quickly got involved. Tien, you know, mostly with organizations that serve youth. Tien with Mary Grove, which does, you know, if you go up there, they truly do the Lord's work, taking care of abused and disadvantaged children. And I got involved with a bunch of organizations, including the Chess Club, and they do an amazing job of creating something special here, creating a program called Your Move Chess, which really funds after-school chess in Ferguson, Florissant, and other school districts in the community. And since then, you know, we've grown in our engagement, First Tee, and I'm on the board of the Boys and Girls Club. But it's really about, you know, making yourself available and giving back, and not just with your resources, but with your time and your heart and your energy and your soul. And at the end of the day, that's what makes St. Louis St. Louis, right? People love it and they come back to it, and it's so special because the idea of giving back is woven into the fabric, the DNA of the community. And it's a really special place, and sometimes it takes an outsider like myself or Tien. You know, I talk about it all the time to third and fourth generation St. Louisans, and they sort of lose sight of that a little bit because they've been here so long, and sometimes they see some of the fissures and cracks. But I see the opportunity, and I see the specialness, and I've lived in New York, and we lived in D.C. for a couple of years, and there's no better place in the country to raise a family and to call home than St. Louis, and we're not leaving.
Man, we are glad for it. We appreciate all you did. And this is kind of off the cuff here, but I've watched you give some of these presentation speeches and everything. You got any sort of political aspirations?
I like talking about the community. I like giving back. I like being engaged. I like making a difference. I love St. Louis. I love St. Louis. It's so funny. My whole family is still in New York. Some are migrating to Florida. Tien's family is in New York, and some are migrating to Florida. And they always ask us, and I said, we're not leaving St. Louis. We love it here. Our roots are deep. In fact, my son, he's just graduated at MICDS, and he's off to University of Chicago in the fall. And he said, apropos of nothing, as kind of 17-year-olds are wont, he said, are you going to sell our house someday? And I said, well, I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead. And he goes, well, don't. I'm coming back here after I graduate. I want to work here and live here in St. Louis, and I want to stay in our house. And I thought, well, A, you're going to have to buy it from me. I'm not giving it to you. But B, I thought it was just really interesting that, and my daughter feels the same way. After they go to college, they want to come back to St. Louis and settle down roots. And they both went to community school, and now they go to MICDS. And they want their kids to do the same. And I thought, man, there's no greater affirmation to a community than when teenagers have already decided they're coming back.
Nick, thanks so much, my friend. Thanks for joining me today. Please keep doing what you're doing for the community, for golf, and for all of the folks in need.
Thank you, Jay. Keep hitting them straight, buddy.
All right, that's going to wrap up the front nine. But don't go anywhere. Pearlie and I will be back for the back nine for more Golf with Jay Delson. I want to tell you about a family-owned and operated golf business that's been right here in St. Louis for over 40 years. I'm talking about Pro-Am Golf Center. That's right, Pro-Am Golf Center. I know you know the name, but I'm not sure you know what they really have to offer. They have everything a seasoned golfer like myself could need, all the way down to what a beginner would want. Pro-Am Golf Center has the lowest price in the area for custom club fitting. I just went and visited CJ. He is terrific. If you call them now, mention my name, Jay Delson, you will receive a discount on that already low club fitting price. Their number is 314-647-8054. Ask for CJ. Or you can visit them at proamgolfusa.com. That's proamgolfusa.com.
Hey, St. Louis. The Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson, is back this September. Don't miss the excitement when the PGA Tour Champions Best compete again, all for charity, September 9th through the 11th at Norwood Hills Country Club. Pro-Am spots, hospitality packages, VIP tickets, and more. Available now at AscensionCharityClassic.com.
Shondalyn Hutchison was admitted to the emergency department at SSM Health St. Louis University Hospital for unusual swelling, cramping, and tremendous pain in her legs. Life-threatening blood clots were discovered. Immediately, Dr. Keith Piera, a vascular interventional radiologist specializing in minimally invasive procedures to treat
blocked arteries, was brought in to see Miss Hutchison. He then discovered that Shondalyn suffered uterine fibroids as well, often so debilitating that it would keep her from working. Dr. Piera quickly treated Shondalyn in both areas. It was amazing, and immediate recovery occurred. Shondalyn is now fully recovered and working and thriving. Thank you, Dr. Piera and SSM Health, St. Louis University Hospital. SSM Health has been helping the greater St. Louis area for over 150 years. Please sign up to play in their SSM Health Foundation Open at Norwood Hills on June 13th.
This is Golf with Jay Delsing. To learn more about the game of golf, latest equipment, and golfing tips, log on to jdelsinggolf.com. The Back Nine is presented by Pro-Am Golf.
Hey, welcome back. This is the Golf with Jay Delsing show. I'm your host, Jay Delsing. I got John Perlis with me. And guys, we are headed to the Back Nine. It's brought to you by Pro-Am Golf. 314-647-8054. You can visit them at proamgolfusa.com. But here's what you do. Pick up the phone, write an email. CJ's your man. He's going to get you fitted. Ask for the Delsing discount. It's going to help you so much. John, we are going right now to Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney and the Folds of Honor program. We're going to give a little shout out to those guys. I am sitting down this morning with Neil and Chad Rackers. Guys, good morning and thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Jay.
Yeah, guys, so the Wounded Blue, we got the North County boys here. We've got this great charity that we want to talk about. Neil, this phenomenal 12-year career in the NFL, Pro Bowl selection, first team All-Pro. First of all, Neil, I got to say congratulations for representing the North County, the St. Louis area, the state of Missouri. I know you went to University of Illinois, played all sorts of sports, but man, what a great career you had.
Jay, I appreciate that. And I'll just tell you that nobody had more fun than I did. And at this point, I cared so much, and nobody misses it less than I do either. So I loved it, and it ran its course, and it was an honor to get to represent all the guys I grew up playing sports with.
Yeah, what a great athlete, too. A two-time state soccer title at Aquinas and getting drafted in the 60s. You've got to just tell us, Neil, what was it like to get drafted in the NFL, something that none of us are ever going to experience?
What was great for me is I didn't think it was even a possibility, even at the end of my senior year. I wasn't one of those guys that was highly touted and had all these great numbers going in. But I kind of hit my stride right at the end of my senior year. So it was nice to have Pat Leahy work with me on a consistent basis. And I'll tell you how the world works. When you treat someone well and you listen to them and you respect them, Pat's last special teams coach with the Jets was the guy that drafted me. And his last head coach with the Jets was Bruce Coslett, who was the head coach that drafted me. So that'll tell you how, when you treat people well, how things can work out. And so I was pretty lucky in that sense, and that's what gave me my start. So in answer to your question, getting drafted was really exciting and unexpected. So it was kind of fun to take it from there and end up with a good career.
Gosh, congratulations on that. Chad, let's talk a little bit about the Wounded Blue. This is really a cool charity and a foundation that you guys are involved in that we need to tell the folks about in St. Louis here.
The Wounded Blue was, it's originated out of Las Vegas with a guy by the name of Randy Sutton. Randy was a lieutenant with the Las Vegas PD. He had a stroke on duty and lost his career pretty much overnight. And he founded the Wounded Blue. I was in an accident off duty on my way home from work, and it ended my career pretty much that day. And the feeling of being abandoned and being alone and losing your identity without nothing that you can control was horrible. And when he and I met, it, both of us, it took to a very, very dark place. And it's a very abandoned, very alone feeling. Randy wanted to start an organization that where no officer has to be abandoned or alone, regardless of how they got hurt, what happened, whether they were assaulted, whatever it may be. We really wanted to take a proactive approach two officers' mental and physical health, and just do everything we can to lessen our suicide rates, to a lot of the different things that police officers are experiencing right now.
I just can't even imagine having life without you guys, the sacrifices, the things that you do. I love the SEAL strategy that you guys employ. It's support, education, assistance, and then legislation. And that is such a thorough kind of motto, isn't it, Chad?
We want to be kind of like almost a one-stop shop. If an officer is struggling, all they have to do is make a phone call, send us an email, and we will tailor our responses individually to exactly what that officer needs. We're big believers in peer support. This isn't a situation where we're trying to make money for, you know, certain therapists or anything like that. It's we train other officers how to help their own, how to kind of bridge that gap, because when we get hurt and the career goes, sometimes there's a huge lapse in the workman's comp or insurance or whatever, and it can be scary when you think you're going to lose your house, you're going to lose, you know, the ability to support your family. We just try to be a one-stop shop, where if you call our number, we will have the resources to make sure that everything we can do to make the situation more manageable can be done.
Some of the partners that you guys have: Camp Heroes, Serve and Protect, Mutts with Missions, Warriors Rest Foundation, the Hero Hunt. There's a lot of ways for people to help and get involved. Not only this golf tournament, folks, June 3rd is their fundraising golf event at Bear Creek Golf Club. It's a 1 p.m. shotgun. You got to sign up. Go to woundedblue.org. But Chad, how about some of the partners that you guys have? It's just a really great organization.
There's great people all over the country. I got a phone call from a gentleman. He lost his career. He lived up in the Northeast. He builds, he's disabled now, but he builds like the wooden flags, the custom made wooden flags with the thin blue line and such. And he donated some things for the golf tournament. We've got Code 3 Spices out of, I believe, Belleville is where they're primarily at. They're just great organizations all over the place. And we're not designed to be a standalone. We don't want to be the end all be all. We want to partner with anybody who wants to work with law enforcement, be helpful to law enforcement. There's virtually nobody that, if they've got good intent and they want to be involved, we will find a way to get them involved.
So it's woundedblue.org. We've got Chad and Neil Rackerts on the line here today. And Neil, it's awesome that you're getting involved in this and also trying to bring some recognition our fallen that really need our help.
Absolutely. One of the reasons I really wanted to get involved is Rachel, my wife, and I, during our playing days, we always did a lot, mostly around the holidays, with the kids of fallen police officers. And when I heard about the Wounded Blue, we do a lot for the families of fallen police officers, but we don't necessarily look out for the families and the officers that go through disabilities. And I've seen it firsthand with my brother, with some of his coworkers. So it's just something I'm pretty passionate about, and always supported law enforcement my whole career, and will always continue to do so.
And we will too. We'll talk it up on the show, guys. Thank you so much for joining us, Chad. Best of luck as you continue to push this. And I'm just delighted to have you on the show. And Neil, we got to get out and whack it around somewhere along the line. It'd be a lot of fun.
Jay, always great talking to you. We appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, we appreciate you, brother.
All right, that's Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney Pearl. Love that guy. Hold your comments. I know you're jumping at the bit to talk about American Dunes and the Patriot Golf Day. We're going to catch that on the Michelob Ultra 19th hole. So come on back for that, folks. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. Hey, this is Jay Delsing for SSM Health Physical Therapy. Our golf program has the same screening techniques and technology as the pros on the PGA Tour use. SSM Health Physical Therapy has the Titleist Performance Institute trained physical therapist that can perform the TPI screening on you, as well as use a K-Vest 3D motion capture system. Proper posture, alignment, etc. can help you keep your game right down the middle. We have 80 locations in the St. Louis area. Call 800-518-1626 or visit them on the web at ssmphysicaltherapy.com. Your therapy, our passion. Boy, is this housing market
tight right now. Are you tired of having the second best bid on your dream home? Call my friend Joe Scheeser at 314-628-2015. Joe's been helping my family and I for over 30 years. He closes millions of dollars of business every year, and he will help you understand the importance of a pre-approval letter, inspections, and pricing your home or your offer just right. If you need to buy or sell your home, Joe is your guy. 314-628-2015. That's 314-628-2015.
Hey, St. Louis, the Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson, is back this September. Don't miss the excitement when the PGA Tour Champions Best compete again, all for charity. September 9th through the 11th at Norwood Hills Country Club. Pro-Am spots, hospitality packages, VIP tickets, and more. Available now at AscensionCharityClassic.com.
How would you like access to 90 holes of golf? Well, that's what happens when you join at Whitmore Country Club. You get access to the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, and the Golf Club of Wentzville. And guess what? No cart fees included in that deal. There's no food and beverage minimums. There's no assessments. They have a 24-hour fitness center, two large pool complexes, three tennis courts. Year-round social calendar includes holiday parties, picnics, date nights, live music. They even have a kids club for your children and much, much more. There's junior golf, junior tennis, and swim teams available. This is a family-friendly atmosphere, and they have a wonderful staff. If you get out there, you got to poke your head in the golf shop and say hello to my friend Bummer. He is a terrific guy, and he will help you with your game and show you around. And don't forget, there are golf leagues, skins games, members tournaments, and couples events available all year round. Visit WhitmoreGolf.com. That's WhitmoreGolf.com.
This is Golf with Jay Delsing. For the latest updates on golf equipment, help with your swing, and everything golf, visit jdelsinggolf.com. The 19th hole is presented by Michelob Ultra.
Hey folks, Golf with Jay Delsing is back. I'm Jay, Pearlie's with me. We're headed to the Michelob Ultra 19th hole pro. Go ahead, open one. So we have Nick Ragone and Lieutenant Dan Rooney. First of all, Nick Ragone. This guy, his vision for the tournament, along with Steve Spratt, these guys are just incredible. They continue to develop the event. They continue to bring great names and associations with the event, with North County, raising money for these charities. It just, I know I'm honking it, but I love it. I just can't get enough.
He's special, and I know you're going to mention a little bit about what you're looking forward to this year and the field. What do we know about the field to this point, Jay? And what's the one thing that's going to be a little different this year?
Well, we're going to have David Duvall. I think we're going to get Steve Stricker, and I know we're going to get Justin Leonard. So it's just nice, Pearl, to get some of the younger blood as the guys turn 50 and then come to St. Louis, and you're going to get Ernie Els. You're going to get Jim Furyk. You're going to get those guys again. Who the hell knows what Phil will be doing? Nobody knows what Phil will be doing, but it'd be something if Phil was here in St. Louis playing at the Ascension Charity Classic in September. That would be awesome.
As I'm biased, obviously, because of the opportunities that I've had to play Norwood Hills with you, I just like that golf course. It's just such a solid Midwest, straightforward test. I just think it's great. And I got to believe through the years, the guys are just going to appreciate it more and more and more. It's like a lot of things. You got to have a little bit of comfort with it. You got to get used to a couple of the greens. But I think it's going to be a place that they enjoy coming for a long time and that they really pump up so that it encourages other guys to come because of the way they had the experience they had.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Pearl, Ascension did so many of the little things so well last year. The food for the caddies. We've got this really cool, one of the sponsors of our show is Mark Cohn, and Jim Sowers is a great friend. First of all, Jim Sowers is a great guy, but he is a patriot. And Pearl, what Mark Cohn is doing at the Ascension Charity Classic is providing a seating area for our military, our first responders, and our backstoppers, a dedicated area for those men and women who have served our country that have been first responders. That's the sort of stuff you're going to see that's new at the Ascension Charity Classic. We're going to have more skyboxes and more cabanas and more people involved. And each year it will get better and better. And I just can't wait.
Well, that stuff brings the next level of energy to the facility. And it's fun going in there. I got to watch through the years TPC Scottsdale grow up and blow up. And it just brought so much energy. There was so much energy last year at the Ascension Classic this year, if they're going to do more of that, it's going to even be better. So I'm looking forward to it. I just want to make sure I'm caddying. I don't mind if I'm sitting under a tree watching it, having a few ultras either, but I wouldn't mind caddying. So hopefully you can get that done, for crying out loud.
So what Ascension's doing this year, guys, is they're going to give one of us an exemption. So both of us go over to the qualifier on the Monday prior. Whoever shoots the lowest score gets in. And I think it's an incredibly fair way to do it. I said, I mean, I haven't beaten anybody in 10, 12 years, John. And I looked at, and I called Jay Williamson. I said, what do you think? And he goes, I don't know. I go, well, here's what I think. I'm not afraid of you. I said, you haven't beaten anybody in 5 years. And I said, you sure as hell shouldn't be afraid of me, because I haven't beaten anybody in 10.
Well, whose idea was this? I think this is a great idea.
Oh, yeah. I think it was Nick. It was Nick and Steve's. I mean, all the great ideas for the Ascension are coming out of those two desks over there. You'd think that these two guys don't have other top executive jobs and things to do, man. It's amazing. And they just keep coming up, and they keep, you know, they support it, John, at such a good level. First of all, having Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson. I mean, what needs to be said about that? But who are the two guys from the community they get? Ozzy and Craig Berube. You know, Coach Berube is so beloved up here, taking the worst team in the NHL all the way to the Stanley Cup and winning the Stanley Cup in 2019. But that's just the kind, that's just the way that Ascension rolls. That's what they're doing. And I mean, you could say what you want. You could say, Delsing, you're honking this. It's, you're part of this. But I'm not making up the money that they give to the North County area. I'm not making up the fact that they're now part of the Advocate PGA Tour, and they're kicking off this special series. I'm not making up the fact that Doherty Business Solutions is going to be coming on our show and also supporting this effort as a presenting sponsor. They did all that stuff. So you can say, yeah, why are you talking? This is real stuff. I'm not making it up. I'm going to keep honking it. I think it's great.
Well, it's a big impact to the community, and it's an awful lot of fun for sure.
So Dan Rooney, Patriot Golf Day is coming up. I think it's May 30th this year. They do a great job raising money all across the country for education for our fallen heroes' families. And Dan's just a great guy. Bro, you went up to American Dunes.
I played it, Jay, and it was a lot of fun. It was a little early as far as it growing in. I said to the guys I was playing with, I said, this is great. It's fun. It's enjoyable. It's an experience. But I said, guys, we got to come back every year, or at least if we come back in 2 or 3 years, we're going to have even a completely even more so experience. I actually got to listen to Mr. Nicklaus not too long ago talk about building that golf course. And Jay, you talk about renovating. They turned a wooded, tight golf course into a dunes with some trees experience. It's just a completely different feel and things you wouldn't expect. They also did it at a time when COVID was rampant and other things, so it was a tough time to get some of the things completed they wanted to get completed. I think if you go up there with the understanding that it's going to be a different experience than you've ever had, if you get some understanding of what it took to build this facility and what it takes for it to grow in, the pride of the people around the golf course and how it's changed that community. It's just kind of a win on top of a win on top of a win. And it definitely should be a bucket lister. And again, great example. It's not that far away to go up there.
Folks, support the Patriot Golf Day. There'll be buckets on first tees. There'll be containers. There'll be opportunities for you to go ahead and support this thing. So please be generous. I love the statement too, freedom isn't free. So many men and women have fought, sacrificed so much. You and I are doing a damn radio show because of some of the stuff they've done, Pearl. It's just fantastic. Just really appreciate that. I'm looking forward to getting up there and playing the Patriot Dunes. Pearl, that's going to wrap up another show.
Love it, Jay. It's a lot of fun. Thank you.
Yeah, Pearl, and great stuff about American Dunes. And Noonan, Colonel Dan Rooney, keep doing what you do. We're going to support you on the show as much as we can. We love it. Folks, we will talk to you next week. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. In a straight, St. Louis.
Hey, do you like wine? Have you heard about the hottest new wine bar in St. Louis? It's called Wild Crush Wine Bar, and it's located in Town and Country on Clayton Road, just behind the Straub's. Have you ever experienced self-dispensing wine machines? Well, they are here. The only place in St. Louis and most of Missouri that you'll find them, and it's at Wild Crush. You can choose your size of pour, and Wild Crush will pour the freshest wine in the area for you. The organic argon gas system used at Wild Crush keeps this wine pristinely fresh for up to 60 days. So if you're tired of drinking wine that's been open for a few days, come into Wild Crush for the best and freshest wine selection in the area. Go to wildcrushstl.com and come have one with us.
This has been Golf with Jay Delsing. To learn more about Jay and the services he can provide any golfer, visit jdelsinggolf.com. You'll see the latest in golf equipment, get tips from a PGA pro, and you'll learn more about the game of golf. That's jdelsinggolf.com.